Tune in for performance today, coming your way at 1 o'clock this afternoon and this evening at 8 p.m. here on 102.1 FM, online at WMUK.org from Western Michigan University. It's 7 minutes past 10 o'clock. My name is Kara Lawrence. Our forecast is calling for sunshine until midday, then some clouds moving in, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs, again, in the low 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers overnight with lows in the upper 60s. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms Wednesday, 80% chance of rain, so we'll get some water in our gardens on Wednesday. The high will be in the mid-80s. Right now, current temperature 79 degrees and no doubt heading up quickly. And speaking of heading up quickly, we have two people in our studio to talk about some extraordinary young musicians who have just gone through the inaugural year of the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra and are about to celebrate with a concert tomorrow night in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. I'd like to welcome back Benji Daneman and Ashley Daneman. Thank you both for coming in to talk about it.
Thanks for having us.
You've brought something to fruition. The big event is tomorrow. Let's recap the whole dream that you had here. Was it about a year ago that you...
Yeah, it was about a year ago. I applied for the Caddy Grant through the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo with this kind of crazy idea to start a youth jazz orchestra that had been kind of, I've been, you know, thinking about over probably many years now and felt like the time was right. And so said, if I get this grant, we're just going to do it. And we got the grant, so we did it. And so we started it. Started advertising it about a year ago to just different schools and didn't have a complete total idea of what it exactly would look like. Had a lot of, you know, dreams and visions of what it would be. But we started it in November and were just floored by the interest from the area. We can talk about kind of just the breadth of kind of where it draws from. But we created this jazz orchestra, the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, and enough interest to start a second ensemble, the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Lab Band, too. So we are coming. Yes, it's the fruition has come, and it's bigger than we expected.
What did the work look like for the young players? How often did you meet? What were the goals you set?
Yeah, so we started in November to avoid the crazy marching band season, which we have no power over in any way. They win. It's a big machine. So we started in November, and we met every other week, every 2 weeks at here at Western Michigan University at the Dalton Center. We're really fortunate to have a partner with them that they let us into their rooms. And so we started to work every 2 weeks, and we didn't know who we were going to get. Like, literally just had no idea. Like, would we have, you know, would we be playing, you know, what would we be playing? So after the auditions that we held in late October, we were kind of, okay, you know, we decided, well, we can actually play the vision was to do like real material, to do professional level material. And so we can do that. Like, after hearing some of these kids, like, we can do that. They have, you know, they need to put the time and, you know, hard work in, but they did. And it was really great. So, you know, we started to do that and had our first gig in February. We actually played our first public performance at the Union, which makes sense. You know, where else would we in Kalamazoo?
The jazz club.
That's right. So we did that in February. And actually the day before, we kind of did a kind of dry run of the material at Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra's Kids in Tune program. We went in and kind of did a little clinic concert with them and kind of got all the, you know, jitters out of playing in front of people, and it was fun. So we did that, and then since then we've visited multiple different festivals. We were at the Western Invitational Jazz Festival, where our sax section was named Outstanding Section, and our pianist Justin Lee Schultz was named Outstanding Soloist of the whole festival. And we are up at the Thornapple Arts Council Jazz Festival in Hastings. And had a great time working with great educator Mark Greer up there, who was our clinician. And otherwise, we have this amazing experience tomorrow night that we're really excited about.
Wow. It's tomorrow night at 7 or 8?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
And this will feature Andrew Rathbun, the professor of jazz saxophone at Western Michigan University.
Yeah.
So he is involved as a soloist.
He is. So he will be featured on, I think, like 5 or 6 songs that evening, and one of his own compositions that we're playing, which will be fun. The great thing about this program and the idea kind of going into it is that not only would this be a high-level performance experience for the kids, but it would be a way for them to be introduced to the jazz community that's already here. So Andrew came in for our last rehearsal and was there for essentially 2.5 hours with us, just hanging out, playing, and answering questions and talking. And we actually were really fortunate to have all of the jazz faculty, all of the instrumental jazz faculty come in to do a clinic with the group. So they've been visited by Scott Cowan, Matthew Fries,
Keith Hall.
How could I forget Keith Hall?
Tom Knivik.
Thank you. And so throughout the year, they've been visited by the pros in town, just letting them know all different aspects of the professional music world. And also, you know, they each kind of have their own unique spin. And when they came in, just like wanted to give them free space just to be like, what do you want? What do you want to tell, you know, these kids? And so each visit was really unique. So I just say that because, you know, Andrew was just so happens to be the one we chose. Like, let's feature you. But we could have done any of them. And they've all been a huge support. And, you know, I think that the kids have had a lot of great experience rubbing shoulders with them.
Yeah. And we'll see who the soloist is next season.
Right.
When you have the next spring concert. So creating a well-rounded experience for these young musicians, it just doesn't happen by accident. It takes a lot of planning and taking them to jazz festivals also requires a lot of foresight and thought. And I think that's might be where Ashley also comes into this equation. As both of you are planners of the Jazz and Creative Institute, which is the, you know, the banner under which the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra exists.
Yes.
So maybe you could talk about the big picture as well, Ashley.
Well, I think when Benji and I realized we were going to relocate here, we wanted to take our skills and really feed into the community how we could with jazz. And obviously part of that is creating ensembles and what Benji's done with the Youth Jazz Orchestra. And we want to create just more and more opportunities for people to hear jazz and to learn to play jazz, and go from there. I mean, there are so many benefits to the art form that we feel like it needs to be more widely appreciated. I read a statistic that only 2 or 3% of all music sales, not like music sales is going to be a thing for much longer in terms of the actual recorded music, but only 2 or 3% represent jazz music. And for the rich heritage, the political and self-expression aspect of jazz, we just feel like that should really change. It's just too low of an appreciative listening audience for jazz.
So what is your role in tomorrow night's concert as well as year round?
Sure. So in tomorrow night's concert, I will be singing as part of the overall Jazz and Creative Institute faculty. Our pianist Rufus Ferguson is performing, and other faculty members as well. Yeah. Ben
Schmidt Schwartz will be playing tenor sax also.
Okay. So, sure. And they'll be backing. They'll be the backing band for those numbers. Is that the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra will be the.
Yeah, I can still speak to that. So it's my slight brainchild, so I don't want to.
I don't want to speak on his brainchild. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're getting at is what roles kind of are we both? And I can get to that. Is that Ashley does a lot of the kind of back end, like a lot of as we're doing tuition end of things, and also planning and some of the other endeavors and programs that we're starting. Is that she's kind of crafting all those and a lot of marketing stuff. Tomorrow night is a lot of, I kind of put that all together in some capacity. Actually, Ashley made the wonderful programs and flyers.
And actually, it's a beautiful website as well.
And so that's another...
jazzandcreative.com.
Yeah.
I'm the resident jazz vocal master. But meanwhile, I'm doing a lot of nuts and bolts stuff and supporting all of Benji's efforts, kind of out with the kids and out with people until our jazz academy gets started.
But for tomorrow night, so now we're slowly getting to your questions, Kat. Tomorrow night, Ashley will be singing. She's going to be singing on one song. So the idea was that I wanted to spotlight not only the kids who will be the centerpiece of the whole night, but also show what the faculty and staff have been doing, you know, the high level that we have here as performers and educators, and just to showcase them too. So Rufus Ferguson, who has been doing sectionals and some piano work with us, will be playing on one of the songs. He'll be playing with Justin. He's going to be playing Rhodes. Rufus will play Rhodes and Justin will play piano on the same song. It'll be that. And then Ben Schmidt-Schwartz is actually, he directs the lab. So the youth lab band was the second group that we started because there was so much interest. We were able to start a septet to follow. So we kind of tapped Ben Schmidt-Schwartz, who's a graduate of Western Michigan University, jazz tenor sax player, wonderful performer and educator. And he kind of took that band on. I've been overseeing it slightly. And then also he's been doing sectionals with the jazz work and also teaching some of the lessons to the kids. And so he's going to be playing with the jazz orchestra, but also directing the youth lab band, who will be playing a couple songs. So he's going to be busy, and then Ashley will sing a song with us, and then we have Andrew. So there's a lot of wheels. There's a lot going on tomorrow night.
How many people are in the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, or the main group?
In the main group, there's 18 players. Yeah. So we have 18 musicians that all come from 12 different educational organizations from across the region, all the way from Holland to Grand Rapids over to Battle Creek. So it's pretty amazing. It's really exciting.
Did any of them come into the group not really sure of what jazz playing was all about? They were just trying something new that would be educational, or were they all pretty familiar with how?
I would say it ranged. There were some that came into the auditions with transcribed solos that they handed to me and they played to the T. So you know that they've been taught the tradition and that. And then there are some who came in and just said, I just love playing my instrument. I like jazz. You know, I don't know what the blues is. And you know what? We took all of this diverse kind of range of ability and knowledge of jazz and brought them all together. And honestly, they came out the other end, and I can't think of any student that is kind of like, oh, I don't know about jazz. I don't know about this anymore. They're all in, which is so exciting. They're there. I was telling Ashley this the other day, like, they're there 10 minutes early, ready to play. Like, I don't know any group, any professional or student group that's ready to like hit a rehearsal 10 minutes early. And they're there excited, like laughing. And just like they showed up and they're playing this professional material at such a high level. It's really exciting.
Maybe we could take a break and listen to one of the tracks that the kids will play tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I have Tiptoe queued up. Could you tell me about that one?
Tiptoe, when going into this is one of my favorite big band songs of all time. It was written by Thad Jones, a great band leader in the Mel Lewis Thad Jones Jazz Orchestra, now the Village Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. But this is kind of one of the as the big band rep was kind of changing over from the Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington style into kind of more of a modern sound, Thad Jones was kind of leading the pack on that. And so there's different harmonic things going on. He uses the orchestra in different ways. So going into this season, I was like, you know, I want to do this. And there's a lot of challenging things on it. And it's a little bit deceptive. There's a really difficult trombone solo in there that is taken... You know, it has really challenged our trombones, but they got it. And then the saxes have a really great feature, and it's just a great song. So this is something that just like swings and feels so good. It's Tiptoe. ¶¶
What a great tune. Tiptoe. Yeah.
Tiptoe.
You said Thad Jones wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra will be playing that tomorrow night in its very first public spring show after the first year of the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. I'm here with the creators of the ensemble, Benji Daneman and Ashley Daneman, both of whom will be performing and on stage tomorrow night. And we're talking about the concert as well as some of the ideas that have gone into the program. You saw a need for a jazz ensemble for young people here. And after you both came back, after a few years performing and gigging in New York and coming back to Kalamazoo, sure, there's a lot of good musical activity here, but as in terms of opportunities for young people interested in jazz, maybe there was not so many.
Right. Yeah. We, you know, when starting this, we realized, wow, there's so many, there are starting to be so many great opportunities around here, including, you know, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony. And also even in other things like Kalamazoo Philharmonia that has some students in it. So those advanced players that wanted to get some classical kind of next steps had some opportunities, but there was nothing there for the jazz world except for, I don't know, I mean, putting together something themselves. And sometimes they just don't have the know-how to do that.
There's only so far playing along to recordings in your bedroom can get you.
Right. That's important, though.
But and I'm sure a lot of people had come in with a lot of good solo practice, but it can actually be, it can throw you off when you are playing in an ensemble. That's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Completely.
And that is the art form, playing with real live humans.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a different beast playing with a big band than it is playing with a quartet or even like a large, you know, ensemble, you know, that's like seven or eight people. Like there's different things. And so I think, you know, the probably most common area, though, for a lot of these kids and why we started with the big band is the big band, because a lot of the schools, regardless of, you know, how much jazz know-how they have big bands. And, you know, so directors that might, you know, not really know much about jazz know, okay, I can buy this big band chart. I can put these number of kids together and we can play that. So that's kind of the middle ground when it comes to kind of jazz, for people that kind of don't know much and people that know a lot. Like that's where we can meet. And if they don't improvise, it's not a huge deal. They can still plan it. So I think that was a kind of entry point. For us, like, obviously we're very interested in growing the community to learn how to improvise and to learn how to, like, deeper jazz knowledge. But, you know, a big band is a great place to learn about all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You also recruited some players who were very advanced players, but still on the early edges of their teaching experience, like the grad students at Western that you recruited. I'm curious about what they learned over the course of putting together the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah, it's been really interesting seeing that. And we've been really fortunate to have a great team of staff and faculty. We have a great bass player who is a senior at Western named Jack McDonald that kind of came in and was able to kind of be our staff musician in the Youth Jazz Orchestra. And he plays the bass book and is there and, you know, participates not only as, you know, I feel like, you know, the rep is, it will feed anybody. It's a great, you know, professional book. Like, you can show up to a gig and say, this is a great book. I mean, that's why I put it together. But also, it's given him an opportunity just to kind of be, you know, be kind of a senior member in the group and to give some direction, even quietly, musically, you know. So seeing him kind of taking that has been fantastic. We also have, like I mentioned, Rufus Ferguson, who's a really well-known pianist in town. But also, he teaches a lot. Like, he's a really good, great educator. So I was no concern of that. He came in and he works with our rhythm section and is fantastic. And then a good friend of ours, Benjamin Schwartz, who took on the lab band, has really grown as an educator. I think it was something that, and he's done teaching, but I think in this format, not as much. And I just see him, you know, every rehearsal, just like kind of digging into it more. And it's really exciting because the whole point isn't just to feed the students. It is, obviously, but it's to feed, you know, other artists, to learn how to be teaching artists, to learn to be better musicians through education, or even just be, you know, all that stuff. We want to start feeding kind of the jazz community here.
Yeah, they always say you learn as much from your students as you teach them.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, the Jazz and Creative Institute will present the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra in concert tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It's at Western Michigan University in the Dalton Center. It features a whole line of guest players, but especially saxophonist Andrew Rathbun, and a piece by Professor Rathbun is on the program. His music can be very tricky.
Yeah.
Did you have any trouble picking some of his?
No, he actually sent us one. He's like, you know, and it was one that he actually wrote for the New York State Honors Jazz Group. So it's very much in the realm of Rathbunism, but also I think a little bit more accessible. Yeah, if you've heard his new big band album, like, it's like, okay, yeah, there's some stuff in there. And, you know, that doesn't mean that we wouldn't do it. But this is one, and I think it's great because it provides actually a different kind of, it gives us a different part of the concert that we wouldn't have otherwise. It's kind of this groove tune that has some like, you know, shifts in it that are very much Andrew-like, so.
My guests are Benji Daneman and Ashley Daneman of the Jazz and Creative Institute, which is the umbrella organization that brings you the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra and several other creative endeavors. Both are performing artists themselves with a great body of work that can be explored there and through their websites. Perhaps we could tune into another gentle sort of piece.
Sure. Yeah. Let's do gentle piece. How does that sound?
who wrote this one?
This is one of my favorites of all time. It's a Kenny Wheeler composition. And Kenny Wheeler, if you know anything about the modern jazz world, is a really famous composer and arranger. And it's going to, tomorrow night, it's going to feature Ashley actually singing the Norma Winston part. There's a vocalist on it. And then also Andrew Rathbun will be taking kind of an extended solo on it. This is just a gorgeous piece.
You can hear the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. And Benji, I actually wasn't looking far enough down the page. Will there be admission charged for this?
There
concert?
Will be, yes. This is, you know, for what it's worth, this is our main fundraiser of the year. And so students are $5 and adults are $10. And we'll be selling, so this is a live recording too. We're going to be recording it. So we're selling the CDs. Well, you're not going to walk away with the CD.
That's but we're going to fast of a turnaround.
We're that good. No, so we're going to be taking orders for CDs and those will be $15 too. So
thank you, Benji.
Yeah.
We're with Benji and Ashley Daneman, who have put together a regional institution called the Jazz and Creative Institute. And under the umbrella of that is the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, which started with rehearsals last October and had its first meeting in November. And they've been rehearsing up until this point, when tomorrow night they will present a public concert at the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's a ticketed event, and you can find prices on the website, jazzandcreativeinstitute.com, I believe.
Jazzandcreative.com.
Jazz and creative. That's
right?
All it takes.
Is that right? All right.
Jazzandcreative.com.
Webmaster.
So details are there, along with the guests on the concert, including Andrew Rathbun, and the fact that this is being recorded in as the concert happens. It will be recorded live, and the resulting recording will be mixed down and mastered and sent to the CD manufacturers, and CDs will be available at a later time.
It's the real deal. We don't mess around, Kara.
Why was that important to you, to make sure there was a document of this?
Well, I think for a lot of reasons. I think, documenting where we were for our inaugural year. I also feel like recording is an extremely important part of music making, especially in our day. That in my vision, every year, there will be some sort of recording involved, because that's a part of, you know, the gig now. That's a part of our job as musicians, to document what we're doing and kind of sending that out, you know, into the world. That's a part of it all. You know, we obviously play live concerts and do that, but I just feel the importance of getting these kids the opportunity to sit in front of a microphone, and what they're going to do will last forever. It's exciting. I mean, it's exciting for me. We've done, you know, many recording sessions in our, you know, me and Ashley's career, and it's still exciting. It's still a challenge. It's a whole new dimension to music making. And so I think it's super important. And, you know, so whether each year it'll be a live concert recorded or it'll be in the studio, I think it'll differ, but that's a really important aspect, that these kids need to feel even a sense of pride. Like, we created this. This is what we've done. Yeah.
Who did you partner with to get the recording done, and even a film?
Sure. So our friends at Overneath Creative Collective will be coming to mic the band and live record. And then also PMN is coming to do a video to later be shown on their network.
Public Media Network.
Thank you.
For those non-acronym.
Known. Yeah, I'm just best friends with them, so.
So we might be able to see them on cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And we would love my heart especially is for other teenagers to see what their peers are doing. You know, even if, you know, it would be great if they could come out to the concert with their parents and just see what other kids their age are really doing. But maybe they'll catch it on the TV then. And we definitely want as many kids to be exposed to jazz and this opportunity as possible. And we want to help kids from all over the region get involved. And we even have scholarship set aside as well. We work with businesses and other sponsors to help make that possible.
We are near the end of our hour here. I will remind folks again, music starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Details at jazzandcreative.com. Now's probably the time to look to the future and see what's coming up next year, what your plans are. Maybe some things you saw this year that you want to improve, or you want to, what are some of your ideas for season two of the Kalamazoo Youth
We've been Jazz signed Orchestra. Again. We signed for a second season.
We signed ourselves, which is what independent artists do.
Yeah. We're really excited, actually, starting in July, to be starting a new program called the Jazz Academy. We're going to be, so like I mentioned before, some of our students are taking private lessons. With our faculty. Well, we decided the month of June we're going to kind of go dark, as they say in the, you know, theater world, that we're going to kind of reassess everything. And we're actually putting out a call for all teaching artists within the whole region, everywhere from Lansing to Grand Rapids to Holland, to kind of bring in some strongest players and teachers that we can, and create a great opportunity for Kalamazoo and the region to learn jazz. And so we're going to be starting this Jazz Academy starting the first week in July, and it's going to be offering weekly lessons to all ages of people, everyone from essentially 6 years old up to adults, if you know, we can do that. So we're very, very excited about that. And on top of just private, it's not just a private lessons program. It's actually, you know, it's an academy. We're seeing it as like, you know, an academy, that they come in here and they're getting regular They're going to do regular lessons, but then also will be get an opportunity to do kind of unique experiences like private jam sessions with our faculty, clinics with our faculty, put on their own performances and gigs. So these are all people from all different levels, everywhere from beginners to advanced, that we want to just grow them individually to be better improvisers and jazz musicians.
Yeah, and there are a lot of reasons to study jazz over other types of music, which I'm obviously partial to jazz. But on our website, I list some of those neat ways that improvising and working with the jazz genre influences your brain and your ability to react to stimuli and just your overall creativity.
Mm-hmm. So this is open to, or will be open to, a range of ages, 6 and up. If I were to write down something right now to remind myself to look for it in July, what would I write down? Kalamazoo Jazz Academy?
You can enroll right now. You can go to our website and you can fill out the request more info form. So I would say just write down jazzandcreative.com.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll try to make it as clear as possible on there. And also, you know, being aware, we'll be, our presence on, you know, social media will be there. So if you want to check out our page on Facebook, we'll be, you know, blasting everything out through there, or Instagram. And if you're interested in just knowing more about other programs, our mailing list on our website is a really great way. We'll be just letting people know about all the different opportunities with the Academy starting this summer, which will be year round. And then with the other ensemble starting in the fall. And so we have the Jazz Orc coming back again, which will be, you know, exciting. We're going to be going from every other week rehearsals to weekly. So which is extremely exciting to me as a director, than knowing what we can be doing, more rep and more exciting, like growth. The lab band will be back again, and that's the foundational ensemble that will be focusing on the basics, like this good swing feel and basics of improvisation and just understanding jazz at its core. But also, again, actually, they're still playing professional material. Everything that we're putting out is something that they can go listen to the original recording of, which is the big part of, you know, my vision for this. Like, we're feeding, you know, the vegetables to the kids. Like, get them the good stuff, meat and vegetables.
It might be harder, but you get more out of it.
Exactly. And we eat it along with them. You know, it's like we're not sending them off to do it alone. We're showing them the way. And then also we've talked to in here about starting, you know, other adult ensembles. So that's still the hope this fall, that we'll be coming out with something for not just, you know, teens and whatnot, which is really important, but also for our adult community. Because I know personally so many adult jazz musicians that just don't have a place to do that. So stay tuned. There's so much coming.
Yes. Well, I think they should sign up for Jazz Academy and get ready for the auditions.
Yeah, totally.
You're a step ahead of the game.
Right. Hey. And you know, and on another tip of it too, I know Ashley and I have talked about the diversity level of the ensembles that we want us to be seeing. It's do you want to talk about that a little more, Ash, or I can?
Yes, we need to increase our diversity.
Women, lady jazz players.
I really feel very alone.
And of course, people of color.
Yes,
it would be so much fun to see, you know, all kinds of folks together.
Well, and rightfully, that's largely where the music has come from, and so that just has to be in my mind.
Yeah, there's a rich. It's such a rich tradition of races and cultures and backgrounds. That's what jazz, in my vision, in my thought, is all about. It's about the bringing of people and cultures together. It started, you know, as a movement of a people who didn't really necessarily always have a voice, and it kind of from there grew into something that just brought other things. It became political. It became social. And that's a big thing that is really important, I feel, when I'm teaching jazz, that is, you know, needs to be known, that this is a music of the people. And if the band that's playing it is of one people, that's probably not representative. I mean, That being said, we love everyone that comes through our doors, obviously. Like, you know, we're welcoming it. We want to expand the horizons of that so that we can have a band that just represents our community up there and not just one set of the community. So we're excited to, you know, partner with organizations. We want to be working with other people because we are not the know-hows of this. We know that we love working with other people. So if you're a person or organization that is interested in something like this, that would like to get in touch with us, we'd love to talk with you about it.
Yes, we would.
And to work with you to expand the horizons of jazz in our community and to reach them, because it's that. That's the what the music's about.
Well, and when we integrate our experiences today in our community, it just makes everything stronger and better.
Well, Ashley and Benji, have a great concert tomorrow. I'll be there and enjoy the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. Andrew Rathbun featured, as many other artists. This will be quite a special event for the very first spring concert of the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all you do for the community and us. We love you. So just
thank
you so much.
You picked one more song for us today.
Yeah.
What's
talking about diversity in the music, this next song is called Protest, and it was written by a friend of mine in New York City who has a band called the Awakening Jazz Orchestra. His name's Kyle Saunier, good friend of mine. And so we decided to play this because it's about, the concept is about this protest. It's kind of a programmatic material, but also we first listened to something from, you know, the earlier big band days in the modern, but then we went to something that came later, a little more modern. This is like today. This was written a couple years ago. So we're going to be playing this tomorrow too, and it's a little bit of a different approach.
Let's hear it.